Because the real question is whether the scapegoat foundation of culture is really true or not. And this is a purely biblical and Christian affair. So in the case of Buddhism, you have the same view of victimization and so forth. And you have also in Christianity the idea that the victimizers, to a certain extent, are not guilty. Because you have it especially in Luke. You have it in Luke, you know, and I read in one of my books the phrase of Jesus, "O Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You know, I said this is a definition of the unconscious of the persecutors. So some people laughed and said, oh, you know, he's really ingenious. But that's too much. You see what I mean? But if you go to the beginning of Acts, which is by Luke, too, or so we think, and this is one of the reasons to think so, we have Peter addressing the crowd of Jerusalem and saying, you don't realize what you've been doing. You've been killing the Lord of glory. But you were ignorant, and even your leaders were ignorant. In other words, however cynical Pilate, Herod, and all these guys could be, they were ignorant of the main thing. Therefore, the scapegoat process is unconscious. We do not know that we are persecutors. That's the main thing which Christianity tells you. And that is the reason, in my view, why the first two Christians, the experience of scapegoating, you know, is one which no one has. You cannot write a phenomenology of scapegoating. Phenomenology is when you bring back everything to the experience of the subject, the deepest experience of the subject. Who has ever experienced scapegoating? Absolutely nobody. Asked the whole population of the United States or France, you know, have a poll and say, is there scapegoating around you in the professions, in law, in business, as well as politics? 100%, yes. Ask exactly the same people, are you a scapegoater? 100% no. Everybody around me is a scapegoater. That's why the denunciation of scapegoating can become, and does become, that's absolutely essential to our society, that the denunciation of scapegoating has become the main scapegoat accusation. You cannot accuse anyone without accusing them of being persecutors. That's why people like Nietzsche were right in being in a way nauseated with Christianity. But he saw the caricature and he did not see the original. Because the question is whether it's true. You see, and I think the symbolism of Christianity is just so unbelievably powerful in respect to that. So how can we see about scapegoating? The Gospels never tell you that the disciples were more intelligent, more lucid, you know, or that they realized Jesus was innocent because they had seniority in the Christian business. They all succumbed to scapegoating. Because when Peter denies his master, he is the model archetype of all mankind. It's not a personal indictment of him. That's the way men are. Therefore, the experience of scapegoating, there is only one type of people who experiences it. It's the experience of conversion. Christian conversion is nothing else. That's why Peter really converts when he understands he has denied his master. As for Paul, it's so obvious. The question of Christ to Paul is, why do you persecute me? You see what I mean? And to become a Christian is to discover that one is a persecutor. And this, I think, is the absolute radicalism. The fact that most Christians have not understood that historically must not be turned into an accusation of Christians and Christianity. Because just as in Buddhism, sacrificial phenomena of the worst kind reappear all over the place, including Tibet, Sri Lanka, and so forth, as they may. Nevertheless, they are much lessened in relation to the past. And the question is not measuring people and the sociological influence that one religion may have had and another. It's to question the texts. And the thing which is so powerful about Christianity is the definition of the main words. We think that Satan is ridiculous. You know, there's not one theologian in the world today that dares mention Satan for fear of being ridiculous. But if you look at the opposition in comparison of Satan and the Holy Spirit, you understand everything. The original meaning of Satan is the accuser. He's the accuser that enforces the accusation, that makes Oedipus seem guilty. Now, the meaning of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, seems so strange to Jerome when he translated the Bible that he didn't dare translate it. He invented a Latin word, Paracletus. And so we have in English Paraclete, in French Paraclet, and so forth. Why no translation? It's the simplest word to translate, and some Bibles translate it. The Paraclete is the lawyer for the defense. Satan is the prosecutor, as in Job, and he convinces everybody of guilt, and that's myth, and the Paraclete is the lawyer for the defense. In other words, if the disciples turn around and become that small group of dissidents that say it's not true, it's not because of their intelligence or anything, it's because the Paraclete is there. That's what they say. They don't brag about anything. They say it's a Paraclete who is speaking through us, insofar as we denounce this persecution. Because I think there are two types of totalitarianism in our world. You know, they are both essentially connected to Christianity. The first type, which in a way is the most honest, is neo-paganism, which is after Nietzsche. We don't want any of this business. You know, this is sickness. A society has to be able to sacrifice. Nietzsche, the last Nietzsche, says that very explicitly. It's been expurgated. No one talks about it because it's too close to Nazism. And everybody says Nietzsche has nothing to do with Nazism, but I think Nietzsche is the real philosopher of Nazism in the highest sense. This totalitarianism says we are going to kill so many victims that we will prove to you that the significance of our culture is not the end of victimage. And we are going to reinstate paganism. In my view, all forms of neo-paganism, very innocently at times, do the same thing and want to cancel that out. The other form of totalitarianism, which is in the ascendancy, because the first one is gone, is overdoing it. You have to remember that communism, all forms of totalitarianism of the left, are the failure of Christianity to abolish, and all religion, to abolish scapegoating, and we have the better way to do it, because we know it's a social phenomenon, because we know it's a psychological phenomenon, as the psychoanalysts will tell you, because we know it has something to do with race. You know, and there are certain races that don't scapegoat and others that do, and so forth. You see what I mean? So, in a way, it's the super-Christianity that communism tried to be. And I think we are going to see other forms of it, which might be infinitely worse than what we have seen in the past. But today we are, I think, living the failure of these attempts at replacing, doing away with Christianity, or turning it into some form of ideology by appropriating it in a certain way and exaggerating it in all forms. We are all aware of the failure of many people to make the efforts that they should. But at the same time, our society, I think, would have perished long ago if there were not a tremendous amount of implicit understanding of what we're talking about and of acting upon it. You see what I mean? In the sense that our society is still going on and expanding every day. And however badly and so forth, opening up all the time. You see, opening up in ways which create new problems and so forth. But I think, to go back to your idea, I don't think I'm an optimist, but I think that the type of world in which we live, we don't realize enough how fantastic it is. You see what I mean? We talk about disenchantment of modern world and so forth, but at the same time, we don't realize that there has been cultural relativism is true in relative ways, but in a certain way, our society is absolutely unique. It has a form of universalism and a form, even the people who do not appreciate its opening and want to close up and so forth, always do it in full awareness of what they are doing, which no society in the past did, and in full awareness of the arguments against, and in full awareness of what they say is rejected by many other people. And very often they do not quite believe what they say. But to say how much, I think is impossible.